Hello, my name is Heidi Kratch. I am with the University of Nevada, Reno, and I've been working as part of a team at Iowa State University to develop and test prototypes of bioplastic plant containers for the horticulture industry. Last year, we conducted a nationwide survey of gardeners in the U.S. Our objectives were to, one, find out which characteristics of bioplastic plant containers were most desirable, two, determine predictors of willingness to purchase and pay a premium for plants in bioplastic containers, and three, to use this information to suggest marketing strategies for introduction of bioplastic containers to the horticulture industry. Container prototypes were fit into three types based on their end-of-life functional characteristics: biodegradable, compostable, and fertilizing. We found that over 90% of survey respondents would purchase plants in bioplastic containers, and that containers that have a fertilizing effect were the most popular. Experienced gardeners were more likely than beginning or reluctant gardeners to say they would definitely purchase plants in these containers. Plant containers that are compostable were the least desired by survey respondents, and willingness to purchase plants in them was associated with willingness to compost them. Concern about GMOs was also associated with willingness to purchase bioplastic plant containers. This is important because many bioplastic containers are made from corn or soybean, two of the most commonly genetically engineered crops. In conclusion, most of our survey respondents would purchase a plant in one of the prototype bioplastic container types. The greatest numbers were willing to buy and pay a premium for plants in containers that have a fertilizing effect. Experienced gardeners may be an important, reliable early target for marketing these containers. Containers that are compostable are likely to fit a niche market comprised of gardeners who take a more active approach to gardening.